Whenever the spotlight turns to struggling schools and failing students, there's another question that bubbles up. How well are America's teacher preparation programs doing their job? As the North Carolina Board of Education takes up that matter today, WFAE's Ann Doss Helms looks at how UNC Charlotte is working with public schools to improve a crucial step in teacher prep.
When student teacher Jessica Jenkins works with fourth graders at Harrisburg Elementary School, she keeps one eye on her students and the other on the back of the class.
Yes, factor times factor equals the product. So what operation?
Lindsay Turner, the experienced teacher who normally leads this class, occasionally holds up something like illustrated cue cards for Jenkins, who's a student at UNC Charlotte. There are clocks with up or down arrows, meaning speed up or slow down. A long-necked cartoon turtle reminds Jenkins to scan the room and make sure the kids are engaged.
Do you want to call in someone to help you?
We've been doing this so long, like she automatically knows exactly what I was going to tell her to do. Call on a friend to help her. Yeah.
It's part of a project to upend the old model of student teaching, where the classroom teacher mostly offers critiques at the end of the day. Real-time coaching is part of a national trend. Some schools call it bug-in-the-ear coaching, referring to an earpiece that can be used to relay messages from the veteran teacher to the rookie. The UNCC program is designed to make better use of taxpayer money by paying classroom teachers like Turner more money to work more intensely and more effectively with student teachers like Jenkins.
A lot of people tend to think, oh, you have a student teacher, now you have free time because they're teaching. And I'm going, no, that long gone are the days of where teachers disappear while the student teacher's in there.
Ellen McIntyre launched this project as dean of UNCC's Cato College of Education. Full disclosure, Cato College is a WFAE underwriter. Too often, McIntyre says classroom teachers are poorly trained to coach their student teachers, and university supervisors pop in and out without forging real connections.
That's just not an effective practice, and we've known this for decades. It's also really expensive.
The goal of the new approach is to make sure novice teachers arrive with the skills they need. According to state reports, North Carolina loses about 2,000 teachers a year during their first 3 years on the job. If teachers survive that rookie stretch, they're much more likely to stay long term.
We need to make sure that we're preparing teachers who are successful and happy and confident, and they're a whole lot more likely to stay in teaching in that way and do better by kids, which is the ultimate goal.
There are a lot of pieces to that puzzle. Are universities offering the right courses? Are licensure exams effective? But McIntyre says,
student teaching is the final, ultimate, and most important experience in any teacher preparation program.
So here's how UNCC and its partners are reshaping that experience. First, instead of sending student teachers scattershot across the region to any school that will take them, the university is forming partnerships with districts, schools, and teachers deemed ready and willing to try a better approach. Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools is the largest partner, with Cabarrus, Union, and Rowan Salisbury Schools also participating. That lets UNCC create school-based offices where university staff can oversee the program at a handful of nearby schools. Under the old system,
we're paying a dozen people a full-time salary, plus all this mileage all over the region. The great minds of these great talented people were being wasted because they were in their car all the time.
The changes save about $130,000 a year, McIntyre says. Most of that money goes toward an increase in pay for the classroom teachers, who used to make $200 for taking on a student teacher. Now they're called clinical educators, and they can earn from $400 to $1,200 a year, depending on the work they take on. Those experienced public school teachers are required to spend 3 days at a summer teacher education institute, working with UNCC faculty on the new approach to student teaching. At Harrisburg Elementary, about 6 miles east of the university in Cabarrus County, Turner and Jenkins started working together one day a week. By August, when Jenkins started her full-time student teaching, she and Turner had worked out the cue card system and developed strategies for heading off problems. Jenkins knew her own weaknesses.
Coming into my full-time student teaching, I was terrified to teach math.
So Turner made sure Jenkins was up to speed on math concepts, like the distributive property and the expanded form. Things Jenkins said she had never learned. And they talked about how Jenkins could huddle quickly with Turner if she hit a rough spot, rather than getting flustered in front of the kids. For instance, Jenkins was stumped when a student asked her if zero was a prime or composite number.
And I said, that is a really good question. Why don't you talk to your table and discuss whether you think it's a prime or composite number?
Turner was already looking it up and gave Jenkins the answer. It's neither.
So then I went back to the board and I made a little star in their notes and said zero is neither prime nor composite. So they added that to their notebook.
Jenkins graduated in December. In February, she'll start back at Harrisburg Elementary as an interim third grade teacher. After her student teaching, she says she felt ready.
So much more confident than the beginning of the year.
The student teaching project is still in the early stages. UNCC has about 400 student teachers a year, but only about 100 experienced teachers who are trained in the new approach. The university also plans to collect data on how the student teachers trained this way perform in their own classrooms, and whether their kids demonstrate measurable benefits. That's at least 3 years down the road. McIntyre won't be around for that follow-up. This month, she moved into a new job as Dean of University of Tennessee Knoxville's College of Education, Health, and Human Sciences. The Student Teacher Project is only part of what UNCC and other schools are doing to train good teachers and help schools retain them. For instance, UNCC also provides mentoring support for new teachers in some schools. And once the newly minted teachers graduate, their success and survival is shaped by other public policy decisions, including teacher pay and working conditions. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.